This is Alfred Beauvais, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiology Extended Learning Series, featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You are about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, we'll have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access on your mobile device, and each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/accel.
Up next, Glenn Hirsch is joined by Dr. Ruth Webster, Head of Research Programs at the George Institute for Global Health in Sydney, Australia. They cover a pragmatic trial of low-dose triple combination blood pressure-lowering pill for initial treatment of hypertension.
Welcome to the AXL studio, Dr. Webster.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us, and could you give us a little background on why you did this trial?
Sure. So hypertension or high blood pressure is a major public health problem globally now, and it affects not only just low and middle income countries where the bulk of the disease burden is, but also high income countries as well. And although we have a multitude of cheap, effective blood pressure lowering treatments available, the reality is that of the people who are actually taking blood pressure lowering treatment, only about 30% globally are reaching their targets. Even in a high income country such as the US, that's only about 55% of people are reaching their targets. And so there's a lot of efficacy being left on the table where we could prevent a lot more cardiovascular events if we gained better control of blood pressure globally. So we came up with a novel solution for using drugs that we already had, but just presenting them in a different way. And so using triple low-dose blood pressure lowering therapy for early treatment of hypertension as a different way of approaching this problem.
Could you tell us what were the three drugs in the pill?
Sure. We combined 20 milligrams of telmisartan, 2.5 milligrams of amlodipine, and 12.5 milligrams of chlorthalidone. The combination of which drugs we used is probably not quite as important. We probably would have got the same results with a different combination of drugs. We simply went for drugs that have demonstrated efficacy in large-scale randomized trials that obviously weren't incompatible to be taken together and that were generically available and had no patents pending on them.
So low doses of three different drugs in one pill. What was the design and how many patients did you enroll as participants?
It was a 700-patient randomized controlled trial. We conducted it in Sri Lanka in 11 urban outpatient departments in tertiary care hospitals there. It was an open-label pragmatic trial, really trying to test this approach in real life situations. Sri Lanka is a country that has quite a large proportion of patients who are not reaching their blood pressure target, so it was ideal for the setting for this trial. We recruited participants who were adults, obviously, and who were either treatment naive or were uncontrolled on monotherapy, so really looking at that early treatment of hypertension in this population.
And what was the average blood pressure in the participants?
At baseline, the average blood pressure was 154 on 90, so probably fairly early hypertension. We had an exclusion criteria of accelerated or excessively high blood pressure. We really wanted to look at a fairly general population of hypertensive people.
Well, what did you find?
So we found at 6 months, which was our primary outcome, the proportion of patients reaching their target blood pressure in the usual care arm was about 55%, which realistically was probably a little bit better than usual care being part of a clinical trial. But even despite that, we showed in the intervention arm, 70% of people were reaching their target blood pressure. And we had actually shown that effect by 6 weeks into the trial, and then it was sustained until 6 months. So we showed early, really good control of blood pressure just by using the triple pill.
It's pretty remarkable. Because these are really low doses, were the investigators enabled to double the dose?
Sure. We did offer the option of a double-dose triple pill, where it was a combination pill still, but just with double doses of all the individual components. Interestingly enough, we found that very few people did double the dose, even though we only had 70% control. We didn't push the issue at all. This was deliberately a pragmatic trial. We were fairly hands-off. We asked them to bring their patients to control and provided them the tools to do it, but then we left them to do that up to their clinical judgment. And so there's an interesting thing there. There's obviously still some therapeutic inertia there with a reluctance to titrate too much. So we're going to delve into that a little bit more with the data we have and investigate a bit further. But it is interesting that even though they knew they were part of a trial to bring people under control, they still didn't use the high dose version.
That's what we see in practice. Mm. So I'm curious, in the usual care arm, what did the care usually look like?
We found that it followed probably the traditional paradigm of starting on monotherapy, titrating up, then starting a second agent and then titrating that up. By the end of 6 months, we found that I think it's still about 60% of people were still only on monotherapy, high doses, but still only on monotherapy, and then about 30 to 40% were on dual combination at the end of the trial, I mean the usual care arm. So followed the traditional paradigm of what's been happening, I think, probably for the last 30, 40 years in blood pressure control.
Yeah, that brings up an important point that a lot of people still don't necessarily recognize. Can you speak to a little bit about dose, efficacy, side effects?
We've known for a while now that probably 80% of the efficacy of any blood pressure-lowering drug is contained in the first half of the dose, and then the bulk of the side effects happen in the second half of the dose. And that was one of the principal reasons for going for triple half strength in our pill that we used. So we get the 80% of efficacy, but instead of going for the additional 20% in the second half but getting the side effects, we went for the additional 80% in the second drug and then the additional 80% in the third drug. And so by doing that, we found that we got much better blood pressure control. And we have data to support this in that at 6 months, we found that if you just added up the number of doses of each tablet that the patient was taking, they're actually equivalent between the two arms at 6 months. Both were on about 1.5, 1.6 standard doses in total. But there was a 10 millimeter difference in blood pressure reduction. And I think that shows quite nicely that you're better off starting a second or third drug before you titrate up to full dose. And it was shown, and we didn't have any excess in side effects, even though we had three blood pressure lowering drugs in the active arm. We had no excess side effects, no excess serious adverse events. There was no safety problems at all in our trial.
Sort of speaks to what the guidelines have been shifting to about recommending starting combination therapy right off the bat for that very reason.
Absolutely. And certainly we're seeing that is they're starting to recommend at least dual combination therapy straight up. But still the guidelines are not quite at that jump in with initial therapy stage. They're still recommending if they're 20 on 10 above their target or in patients who are very high in the case of the ESC guidelines, they're a little bit less specific. So I think we would conclude from our trial that maybe we can even leapfrog that, go straight to multiple low-dose combination therapy. It works. It's quick. You get to target fast. And then you can spend the rest of your time trying to get that extra 30% who aren't at target who might take a little bit more effort.
Congratulations on this positive trial. It's really important. This is a global problem with hypertension. This is a very simple treatment. It speaks to what we were just talking about of using combination therapy as a more efficacious and potentially even safer combination approach to treating hypertension. Where do we go from here? What messages do you have for us?
There's a few remaining things that we'll do simply from the TRIUMPH study. We're going to do a process evaluation to see what patients and physicians thought about it. The early results are that they like it. So that's obviously an important thing to look at. We'll also do cost effectiveness. That's obviously another important factor that we'll have to do. But then it's moving on to scale up and implementation. And we'd like to continue to do that in Sri Lanka, where we did the TRIUMPH study. They're obviously very passionate now. They've seen it works. But I think it would also be good to bring that out to the high-income countries as well, where control rates are still pretty poor and novel strategies could be really used. And it would be good to really push that message and try and show that you can put this into even a high-income setting and get those changes and get those improvements in control.
Yeah, some of the biggest challenges are human behavior, not just from the patients, but even the doctors trying to titrate these up and get over that clinical therapeutic inertia.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
This is Alfred Beauvais, editor-in-chief of Axel, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to Axel and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/accel.